An extradition hearing in Oregon was postponed yesterday when the sick and elderly man at the center of the case was sent to the hospital instead of to court. The 70-year-old ex-con is fighting a forced return to California to finish a 1963 murder sentence. The case has some oddities. For one, the man has been living free with the state of Oregon's approval for more than two decades. Nancy Solomon of member station KLCC in Eugene, Oregon, reports.
By all accounts, Robert Lee Burns was a dangerous man in 1963. He'd just been paroled after serving half of a 20-year robbery sentence in Oregon's state prison. He headed straight to California, looking for trouble.
It's hard for people to understand how that a person coming out of a prison could come out worse than when he went in. But I did. I came out completely insane. I even scared my mother half to death.
Once in California, Burns and two other men robbed a bank. While escaping, one of Burns's partners shot and killed a highway patrolman named Glenn Carlson. All three men were convicted of murder and sentenced to life. But Burns, who had violated his Oregon parole by taking part in the robbery and murder, was transferred back to the Oregon State Prison to finish his sentence there. He served this time, and in 1975, then-Governor Bob Straub declared him to be fully rehabilitated. Furthermore, Straub refused to extradite Burns back to California to complete his sentence, another 20 years, for the California murder conviction. But then, in 1987, the Supreme Court ruled that governors do not have the constitutional authority to provide sanctuary. And now, some 14 years after that ruling, California wants Burns back. Burns's home is now the Lane County Jail in Oregon. A bald, shrunken 70-year-old, he looks closer to 80, sick with bone cancer and a heart condition. 3 days ago, his grown kids and grandchildren took turns visiting him across a glass wall.
Talk to Grandpa. Say hi.
Hi, Grandpa.
His eyes filled with tears when he described the promise he made to the Oregon governor back in 1975.
I gave you my word. And I've never broke it to this day. I was out there 28 years without committing any crimes of any kind. I married, raised children, had businesses.
But the California Department of Corrections is not impressed with Burns's rehabilitation. Spokesman Stephen Green says it's up to the California Parole Board to determine whether he is rehabilitated or worthy of compassionate release.
Highway patrolman who was murdered has a widow living here, and two of his three children are still living here. And he has grandchildren whom he never knew. All of them have made public statements about wanting Mr. Burns to continue to serve his time. And I wouldn't be surprised if they would be at his hearing.
Green could not explain why it took his agency 14 years after the law changed to find Burns. California considers him a fugitive, but Burns lived under his own name, held a driver's license, and in recent years collected Social Security benefits. His public defender, Dave Phillips, says the case mirrors the current trend in criminal justice to be tough on crime.
To see someone that just really, fits the model for rehabilitation and then have this happened where the state of California is just bent on having him be returned despite his serious illness. That's what makes this case so hard for me to accept as having anything to do with justice.
The political nature of the dispute is hinted at in a letter written by Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber to California Governor Gray Davis, both Democrats. Kitzhaber asks that the rehabilitation of Robert Lee Burns be considered and points out that Governor Straub was a compassionate Democrat with a capital D. Byron Tucker, spokesman for Davis, says the extradition of Burns is consistent with the governor's campaign promises.
Well, the governor said that violent criminals deserved the toughest of sanctions. And in this case, this was a violent crime that ended in a murder, and justice should be done.
Now it is up to an Oregon judge to decide whether California has the legal right to return Burns to prison. Burns has now been released from the hospital, but it's possible he may never be well enough to appear in court or travel to a California state prison. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in Eugene, Oregon.